A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello. It's time for a quickie, and I have some stories that are going to really bum you out, Tom.
Thank you for the warning. It is appreciated. My little lighthouse of doom.
Yes, that's me. That's me.
It's just sitting
Put that on my grave.
Sitting on the shoreline.
This best lighthouse
warning,
of doom.
Warning all prospective lovers and daters. Stay away from these rocky shores.
I have a list of reasons why brides called off their marriages on their wedding day.
On the wedding day.
Yes.
Calling off the wedding on the wedding day.
Yes. Now, this is a list that I found on BuzzFeed because I do like to give journalists credit where credit is due. Number one, he nonchalantly told me on the drive to the church that if I got fat after the wedding, he would leave me and never contact me again.
Stop them!
I asked him to pull over, got out of the car, walked to my mother's house where I explained the situation, cancelled the wedding and blocked him.
Wow. Like on the wedding day.
On the day.
And
the
day. This big fucking idiot, it says, I hope you don't ever get fat or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if you get fat.
If you,
I'll leave you.
If you get,
I actually did have an ex say, "Don't get fat again" to me. Again, like, yes, fuck you. I wasn't fat the first time you
stings.
Thought I was fat. You
that
piece of
stings.
Shit. Okay, I called off the wedding 4 months before the day. I was supposed to marry my high school sweetheart. I had zero motivation to plan my wedding. At that four-month mark before the wedding, I'd only got a venue. I didn't have a photographer, a cake, or a DJ. Deep down in my heart, I knew that we had grown apart and were practically living separate lives. Then I started to develop feelings for somebody else, and I believe that doesn't happen if you're truly in love with someone. Can I interrupt and say that does happen sometimes when you're truly in love with someone, and I know people who have done that, and sometimes it ends in polyamory, which not for me, but sometimes it works for other people. I called my dad. I couldn't think good on you. He called your dad, told him that I couldn't marry my fiancé, and he understood. My mum, on the other hand, did not understand, and she told my fiancé before I could.
Whoa, mum.
Easy. He was rightfully upset and we did not end things well and I did not talk to my mother for almost a year.
Yeah, I mean, understand. Yeah,
I do.
Mum, you really, we get it. You can. You love your little sweetie, yes, and you want to be the fierce protective mum.
I've got a little bit of the end for you, just for you though, Tom.
Oh, good.
I do regret how things went down, but I don't regret the decision to end things. It's been 5 years since then and I'm about to marry the man that I developed feelings for.
There you go.
And I'm happier than ever.
And hopefully mum's calmed down a little bit.
Mum,
don't break up with my fiancé for me, right? Like, yep. That's my chore, right? Let me do
yep.
that.
I've got one more and it's horrific and then we'll go for your stories that yes. hopefully aren't such a bummer. His sister was very involved in his life and our wedding planning and she kind of became my de facto best friend. The morning of the wedding, I went to her place to pick up the bridesmaids' gifts. As I was walking to the door, I could clearly see her making out with someone in the front window and I remember thinking, good for her, because she hadn't dated anyone during our 4 years together. Tom's already dropped his phone. I just let myself in, like always, he's taking his headphones off, prepared to tease her about the hookup. And that is when Tom has already guessed that I saw that she was making out with my soon-to-be husband slash her brother. I didn't say anything. I just turned around and walked out. I drove straight home to Denver from California. I told only a few people why I bailed because I was so embarrassed and I didn't think that people would believe me. My friends and family were upset with me for years. I finally found the one and everything worked out, but he and his sister are both still unmarried and now live together in Oregon. I never did figure out what was really going on with them. I think you did. I think you did yeah. figure out exactly what was going on with them.
Wow.
Tom just, yep.
I'd stopped breathing. I started crying like a little bit in my eye just from the knowing where that was going. What are we doing? to ourselves?
I don't know.
Just you and me, Liz, as people. Yeah, what are we doing to ourselves? And then humanity.
What are we doing to ourselves? Yep, okay. I'm going to save the rest of that list for another mini because there's a good 10 other things on that list that are all incredible stories.
Great, but horrific.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Here's a mishmash of good, bad, and ugly little cute hooky-uppy stories.
Great.
Okay. Our first date, I took her to an alpaca farm after she said that she thought they were the cutest things ever. So he's done well.
That's a great first date for someone who thinks alpacas are cute.
After sweet-talking the farm owner, he let us walk into the barn where all the little guys overcame their initial trepidation and then surrounded us in the most adorable way possible. After nuzzling with them for an hour, we went to Taco Bell. I burned myself horribly on an apple empanada, but it got her to laugh, so I'll chalk that one up as a win. I was 18. The whole date cost about $7, and I got her to smile a bunch. So yeah, that was great.
Aw, that's a bit fucking
cute. He did well
as a young 18-year-old. Yeah. That is an incredibly thoughtful date, and his parents should be very proud of the way they brought him up.
Yes, absolutely. This is a question for a question thing, Minnesota. But why can't men buy women gifts? Why do we struggle with? We seem to struggle with buying our partner's presents. What do I get my wife for an anniversary? What does she like?
Chances are, she's told you a million times what she wants.
This 18-year-old young man went, she likes alpacas. I'm going to take her to an alpaca farm. It's easy.
Be careful that doesn't tiptoe into every birthday you buy them something with an alpaca on it until one day you're living in a house that's just full of alpaca prints and alpaca toys and alpaca pillows and alpaca rugs and... Unless you're really into alpacas. Yes. I once had a friend who said they liked bees, that the bees were cute. And like every Christmas for the last like 6 years, their mother-in-law has bought her something with bees on it.
I appreciate them. They're not my whole thing. We move on. Here we go. I dated a dancer one time. We meet up. She looks phenomenal. Terrific outfit, nails, brow game, makeup. Really earned attention to detail points. We go to the best steakhouse in town, order a couple of surf and turfs, grab coldies. It's going well. Food comes, we dig in. This chick ate like a complete pig. Like watching Daryl Hannah in Splash. I don't condone the language here, but bitch had lobster in her hair down her dress. It was almost impossible to watch. I bowed out at the earliest possible moment.
What a wanker. That guy's a wanker. I'm sorry. As somebody who frequently gets food in my hair and accidentally spills it on my top, you can get really fucked.
As that messy bitch, I take
offense. My hair is long, right? My hair is long. It sometimes gets lettuce in it if I meet. Sometimes it's really long and thick and I get food on it. And also, if there's any white anywhere on my top, I am going to spill on that one white little spot. And how, like... Unless I am literally shoveling my face onto my plate like it's a trough, how dare you?
Look, it's...
Zane's pulled down the microphone.
With these stories, it's hard to gauge how honest and how accurate these people are being. She might have very, very well been eating like an absolute pig, or she might have had a little something here and there. It's not a frustrating...
Sure, you're no prize fucking pig either, buddy, Zane.
Dear sir... You control where you go. You at lobster restaurants, you get a bib for that exact
reason.
Literally,
they give you a bib because shit goes everywhere. Mother.
If you don't want to get messy, don't go to a messy restaurant. Go to Salads and Things.
You know that famous restaurant, Salads and Things, that everybody loves they're clean?
Yeah, or Panera. Go to Panera. I don't know. It's a sandwich
somewhere
place.
With pretty silver forks that you have to pay a fucking penny for. Like,
y'all are bringing a lot of logic to this.
And don't date anyone with long hair. Otherwise, you're just asking for them to be a pig, you pig.
Yeah, like you can't say, oh, she's beautiful, but she got messy, so I don't like her
the
anymore.
The best bitches are beautiful and they get messy. That's life, buddy.
Also, yeah, if she enjoys food, then she's probably going to enjoy sex as well.
Exactly.
Just going to say that.
Exactly. So you shot yourself in the foot. Thank you so much, Tom. One more story for us?
Yeah, I'll try. This one's... It's odd, but I think it wraps up somewhere nice. I think it ends up in a nice place. It's just your man took a gamble, I think, is how I'll preface it.
Okay.
He took me, his friend... and his sister,
who is a friend of mine, to a hole-in-the-wall restaurant.
I wondered where you were going there.
Hole-in-the-wall restaurant where they serve deep-fried hot dogs and little else.
Okay.
He kept his distance from me, showed off by eating 10 hot dogs, and engaged me in mild banter.
Uh-huh.
Following, we went to a hockey game where he insisted that he had to sit next to me since I was unfamiliar with the rules. He sat next to me, put his arm around my chair, and explained many things.
No.
None of which
had,
was a Zane button.
None of which had anything to do with hockey. This man is now my husband.
Oh, God.
And he commits firmly to the fact that this first date was a test.
No, fuck you.
He says that he took me on the manliest, worst date he could think of if I enjoyed it and had no problems with his Jeep, beard, or bagpipes, then we would be a good match. I don't particularly enjoy hockey, although watching the fights are fun, but the Jeep, beard, and bagpipes are some of my favorite things about him.
Describe my face right now.
The court can...
Describe my face.
It's very cross. The arms are crossed as well, so it's all, it's a crossed affair over there.
There is one situation in which a test of a first date is appropriate.
A test.
One and one only. With consent. If you say, hey, let's go on a first date, and I know that you're tough to please, so I'm going to give you the worst first date ever to see if we actually get along as
a
people.
A consenting worst
date. They say yes, that is the only reason you can do that.
Correct. I was wondering how you were going to say there's one reason. I'm like, is it when somebody says you have to pass these riddles three before you... Like, is it some kind of mystical thing? No, that's with consent. Absolutely. If somebody tested me, I'm like, oh, so you don't think I can make judgments with my own little woman brain? You have to put me through hoops to make sure that I know my own brain before I start
Will you pass my little game of skill?
Exactly. No, go fuck yourself. Yeah. You would not have gotten a second date from me, even if you went jokes.
And if you flip it, how pissed off would you be if a woman or a partner said, oh, it's a test and you didn't pass?
The amount of fuckery going on with the chat with the lads if a girl did that.
Yes.
Just be like, that fucking bitch.
Mind,
like,
games.
Yeah. She's fucking crazy. Absolutely.
Though, I want to put this out there. Obviously, it worked.
Yes,
so
it did.
I kind of want to think that these two people are of an age and a place where this kind of toxic masculinity sort of vibe.
Still?
Well, it's not so much that it's okay. Is that they both have the same expectations of the roles they need to play. And so this courtship worked
in spite of that. Your man probably knew his target or had a target audience. He wasn't just it wasn't just a blind date, like randomly firing this off.
But maybe, what this really feels like is like, I'm going to be the worst person that I can be to see if you'll put up with it and not
if
question
me. If you don't
me.
Love me at my worst, then you don't deserve me at my best, which is the most bullshit saying.
Yeah,
if you
tiring,
don't love me at my worst, like, no. Absolutely.
But I want to know if this first date was his worst or whether this was performative above and beyond his worst.
I mean, look, they're still together, so either she's gaslit into submission or they're actually a decent match. I'm sorry if you're a good match and he's a good man, but that sounds fucking foul to me. On that note.
Yeah.
I think we're done with this quickie.
Yeah, so this isn't necessarily advice. Please consult your doctor, and if
your doctor will just tell you, sir, this is the doctor's surgery.
That's right. What are you doing? Get out of here. Oh, boy. But thank you for listening, everybody. God, it means a lot to me.
Please write in your little stories to ghostofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. Let's hear of your first date stories. Have you had any? Have you been put through a test on a first date? Did you leave somebody at the altar?
Oh, my God.
Did you leave somebody just after the altar, just before? I want to hear all those too. ghostofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. Otherwise, go to our Facebook group, Ghost of Boyfriends Past Group Therapy. Rate, review, subscribe, love us. We love you. The end. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.